Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
Humility and thankfulness go hand in hand. Pride is the enemy of thanksgiving. When speaking of the wicked, Paul said, "When they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations." What should we thank God for? He has given us all things. He has blessed us with the fellowship of our brethren in Christ. He has caused our brethren to walk in faith and love, bringing untold blessings to us by their example. He has given us our daily bread. He is a sovereign God who has no rival and needs no aid. He is a holy God who delights in righteousness. He is a God who delights in mercy and will display his goodness to his people. He has given us his word. He has filled our hearts with joy. He has given to us the unspeakable gift of his Son, Jesus Christ. He has given us deliverance from and victory over the power of sin. He has granted us wisdom that we may seek him. He has shown us the success and triumph of his gospel by the conversion of sinners. Why should we thank him? He has commanded us to thank him. The heavenly creatures which surround his throne have set the precedent for us as they have thanked him from the ancient times. Our Lord and Savior has set for us an example that we should follow in his steps, and he was continually thanking his heavenly Father. When should we thank him? When we are alone in our prayer closet. When we are gathered together with God's people in the place of public worship, thanks to him should be the theme of our gathering. Only those who are strangers to grace can think otherwise. When we go about our daily activities in the presence of those who do not reverence his name, we should give thanks. Therefore will I give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and sing praises unto thy name. In summary, we should thank him at all times and for all things, giving thanks always for the all things unto God and the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Do you thank God continually for Christ?
Email questions or comments to forthepoor@windstream.net.